What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Clemens. Here with me, as always, are my two co-hosts, Michael Plant and Ike Bonney. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Not much. Hanging out. Ready to do something really fun tonight. I just don't want to spoil it yet. I'll give it to you, Dylan.
I mean, you can spoil it if you want, but it's...
It's technically scrolling across the bottom of our screen.
So. Guys, we're doing a... redraft PPR mock draft tonight. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Cheers. How was your guys' day? It was a hot one in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was, dude. Sucked outside.
I apologize that you guys had to deal with that. I did not deal with that. I had a decent day.
That's good, man. But before we jump into the mock draft, I just want to remind you guys, please subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel. It helps us out a lot. We appreciate it. And then go on over to fantasysixpack.net/plans and check out the memberships we have going on. For $10 a month, guys, you get access to our cheat sheet and projections, access to our award-winning rankings, access to our Discord channel where we're in there, you know, talking amongst ourselves, talking fantasy, you know, all the good stuff.
Always sharing funny stats and memes.
Yeah. If you use the promo code F6P early, you get 25% off the first 100 members. So please go check it out. It's a good time over in that Discord channel.
That's a great deal too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But LaPlante, if you want to go ahead and start up this draft, I think we can jump right into it.
All right, well, let's pull up the mock draft here. So let's start it off with Dylan. He had the 103 pick. Ike was being pretty lame, and he took right in the middle, 106, like usual.
I dig it.
I'm just kidding. I'll bring Dylan into the screen. And then I took up the rear with the 112. But let me get – there we go. All right, so it's probably going to be a – pretty easy pick right there. Jonathan Taylor, no surprise. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Leave it to the live shenanigans to throw Dylan's draft strategy. All the shambles.
That's absolutely fantastic that happened.
That is
I can't believe it.
You can't predict that. You can't predict that.
Yeah, I mean, guys, to be honest with you, I wanted the 103 so I could draft Justin Jefferson.
I would have threw my phone.
That's fantastic.
That is that's great content, Dylan.
So this the computer sniped you. Nice.
Touché. We didn't even have to.
Well, I'm gonna pivot then and go Christian McCaffrey, I guess. I feel like that's pretty good value at the 103. I get it with the injuries, but just to put something in perspective, guys, Christian McCaffrey through 7 games caught 37 passes. You know how many passes the running back one and Jonathan Taylor caught last year? 37. 37 in 17 games. But if you can guarantee Christian McCaffrey 100% health all season long, he is no doubt the best player in fantasy football. Unfortunately, he just hasn't been able to stay on the field.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's just one bugaboo. I just I want to give a little background here because we kind of jumped right into the mock draft because we love these things. Especially when shit like this happens. But a little background because we didn't really, you know, relay the positions here. We're just doing a one QB mock draft here, two RBs, three wide receivers. That's why Dylan was so keen on getting Justin Jefferson at that 103. Really good value in a full PPR, three wide receivers to get him there. Unfortunately, he got sniped, and we had to do like most people have to do in their drafts and had to pivot, but at least he had a good option to pivot to.
Yes.
But continue. I was going to say, we'll continue on here. Derrick Henry at the 104.
All right.
And that seems to happen. Ike, what are you going to do here? Michael,
that's an easy one. That's my guy. I think he can be – obviously not one or two, but he'll be running back three, hopefully. Because it's going to be hard to get past a fully healthy C-Mac, like Dylan said.
Yeah, we just need him to. We just need him to stay healthy.
Yeah.
What do you guys? Let's just pause right here. What are you guys? I know we touched on it a little bit with Justin Jefferson. Are you cool with Justin Jefferson and Cooper Kupp being drafted within the first five picks?
Yeah.
In a full PPR, yes. Half point PPR, that's a little bit more hard to get behind, just because you really want to get those RBs while you can, while the top tier is still there. But full PPR, three wide receivers starting, absolutely. I'd take him in the top five picks. Now, I wouldn't have done what the computer did and take in Justin Jefferson at the 102. But yeah, four or five.
I wouldn't have done that. It's so close. I might, to be honest with you. He's just so safe, Michael Plant.
Super. And you,
that's why I'm a little shaky on my McCaffrey pick, because you don't want to lose your draft in the first round. And if I draft McCaffrey with the number three pick, if he tweaks a hammy again, it just ruins your season. You know what I mean?
It does, and it kills your morale, and it doesn't make you want to play this game anymore.
Right.
But you have to go. I mean, I know you don't want to lose in the first round, but at the same time, in a full PPR with Christian McCaffrey, it's a no-brainer to take him in the first top five, in top five picks. I'm actually shocked he fell as far as he did in, my Scott Fishbowl draft. Because I know he got picked early for you guys, but he is a no-brainer. He averages at least 25 points a game when he's healthy. It's stupid. He is a cheat code. I don't understand it. I mean, it was kind of like, imagine what Derrick Henry did last year before he got hurt. That's what C-Mac does every time he's on the field, right? At least for fantasy.
And just catches stupid more passes.
Yeah, he does. No, I'm just talking the points wise. Like we saw last year, Derrick Henry going for like 28 a game before his injury, which is just madness.
Yeah.
He still finished as like a running back.
14, I think. I mean, it's because everyone else got hurt, but still, I'm pretty sure it was running back 14. Yeah.
That's Christian McCaffrey's. That could be right. That's his norm. That's his norm. What Derrick Henry was doing last year. That's what just Christian McCaffrey does on a daily basis. So he is a league winner if you have a healthy running back in him. At least get 14 games out of him. Most likely you're not going to get 16, 17 games out of a running back, especially one drafted in the first round.
Right.
But if you can get 14 out of Christian McCaffrey, you're going to win probably 14 weeks.
Nice. I'm curious to see what you do on the turn here, man.
Me too. This is why I picked it, because I haven't had a pick here at the turn all year so far.
Dalvin Cook goes at the 107. Ja'Marr Chase at the 108. I'm sorry. I don't want to pause again, but I'm going to.
No, you're fine.
Dalvin Cook, just the last 2 years, was the consensus 102 pick, right? So what is the deal? Why is it just the injury concern that he gets injured every year too? Why has he taken such a step backwards in drafts?
It could be because of the change of scheme. It also could be a change of the scheme, because we figure them to be a little bit more pass heavy. It's not going to be run heavy like Mike Zimmer wanted it to be all the time. And great argument here. You want to love on Justin Jefferson. That takes away from Dalvin Cook's targets right there. If we're going to feed more.
And he hasn't played a full season since his rookie year. So
I can see why the slide, but at the same time, That 106, 107 range is really good value this year. But
agreed.
We had Ja'Marr Chase going at the 108. Sounds about right.
Yep, the 109 is Travis Kelce. That's pretty decent too.
110 is
Najee Harris, Davante Adams, and you are at the turn, the plant. It's looking like Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Swift, Nick Chubb, C.D. Lamb, Mark Andrews. What are you thinking? I know you're a running back guy.
I'm definitely I am a running back guy, but you do got to think about the wide receivers in a three wide receiver league PPR. It's so tough being at the turn, because you're not going to get another top tier running back at this spot when it comes back around. You're not picking for another 24 picks.
No, yeah, you're looking at David Montgomery probably as your RB1 at that point. And Cam Akers, you know, someone in that tier probably if you wait.
Yeah, and that's really not safety and security in my mind. But I think, you know, just to make it easy here, I'm gonna go with my guy who I had last year. He's got a better offensive line this year. It's just going to be overall a better offense. I'm going to go with Joe Mixon. Finished as top five RB last year. I'm pretty sure it was RB3.
I like it.
We'll take that one. Secure the running back scarcity. Now this is where I'm tilting already early because I see Stephon Diggs there, which is absolutely, in my opinion, still a top tier receiver. I know, you know, it's really Jefferson. I know it's Jefferson, Cup, Chase. That's everyone's top tier.
I have
Diggs
over Chase, so.
Okay, yeah, and the consistency's there a lot more with Stephon Diggs. He's got the better quarterback. But man, there's that breakout candidate I love, and DeAndre Swift sitting right there too.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, do I want to snipe Ike.
He's six picks away. I can't get sniped. Computer can snipe.
That's true. That's true. All right, I'm going to trust the computer to do its job. I'm going to go get the value here and go Stephon Diggs.
I'm cool with that.
Just good with the balance. Because I am
hot. 11.
He plays with the best fantasy quarterback, so nothing wrong with Stephon Diggs.
He absolutely does. All right, so I'm going to get
here. On the 202, Tyreek Hill goes DeAndre Swift. At the 203, he's going early in draft now. Like CeeDee Lamb,
him and some other people that shall not be named.
205, Nick Chubb. 206, Deebo Samuel goes off the board, and it is on Ike.
All right, Ike, tell us your thoughts here. You went Eckler in the first round. You know you got to start three wide receivers. But I'm looking right here, and you got Mark Andrews staring you in the face.
Yeah.
I don't like going tight end that early, though.
His boy T. Higgins is right there. Mike Evans is probably the best receiving option there.
I kind of want to go Josh Allen.
Wow.
Middle second round, huh? Wow.
I don't know if
that's a little unexpected.
Explain yourself, fool.
Best quarterback should be number one quarterback in the league again. But Justin Herbert has a shot too.
This early with all this talent still sitting there on the board.
I know.
Can we just say Kamara is going to play the full season? Can we just say
that? I wish I could because I've drafted him, you know, in a couple spots. But I'm not the NFL or the legal process.
I got to go Kamara then. Just in case if he plays a full season.
Okay.
I like having two running backs. That way I don't have to worry about it again.
That's fair. You don't have to worry about running back until round 12 now.
Right.
we got someone to agree with me. Fantasy coaches, steal with Mixon at the 112.
Yes, it is. I agree. It's very, very nice.
Especially in a PPR where he's not going to get all the work, but it's definitely added floor.
Yep.
All right. So – let's move on here. Oh,
Josh Allen reaches right after.
I love
it. Talks about it. That's fantastic.
I think I'm going to
save five and 10, man.
And then there goes Mark Andrews, the two positional scarcity. Well, I wouldn't say positional scarcity for the quarterback position, but takes the number one and then the number one tight end who finished last year. He may not finish it again, but he's going to finish top two most likely. But Dylan is up now, and Dylan, I know your thoughts on this, but I want you to explain to the people what you're thinking right now with, you know, Saquon Barkley and Aaron Jones sitting right next there.
Ooh. Saquon Barkley stared me right in my face. The problem is I was entirely too risky to pick him here when I picked Christian McCaffrey in the first round.
That was what I was thinking.
So, like Scott Fish, I took Saquon as my running back two over Aaron Jones because I already had Austin Eckler and I'm comfortable with Austin Eckler as my RB1. I think I would take Aaron Jones over Barkley Looking at wide receivers, Mike, I said Mike Evans is probably the best available, but that goes against all I stand for in drafting. That's my wide receiver one, right?
All right, Emily, let me give you a quick little rule in drafting and fantasy football in general. Don't believe your recency bias.
Yeah, I hear you.
He's one of the only guys that I would want as a wide receiver one that's left, unfortunately.
I went Mike Evans. Obviously, he's playing with the GOAT, Brady. There you go. I called him the GOAT for you.
Thank you.
Usually he's on my ass.
His right name.
Chris Godwin coming back from an ACL. Evans is going to be, you know, the top option there for at least, I'd assume, the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. And then we got Aaron Jones goes right after Mike Evans, Leonard Fournette. And then on the turn, Saquon goes, Javonte Williams back on me.
Are you a little upset that Barkley got taken right there? I mean, you kind of seen it happening, but were you kind of hoping he'd fall back to you? You know, a little bit more value in the third round?
I was kind of out on him, man, since I had McCaffrey.
Fair enough.
This is going to be a good old-fashioned suck it, Ike.
What's going on, man?
I'm going to go T. Higgins here.
Ike is not having fun tonight.
If you listen to the couple previous podcasts, we've talked about how much we like T. Higgins, and we think that Joe Burrow can support two top 12 right wide receivers. Go ahead.
If it was possible, Ike would be changing his last name to Higgins right now.
He loves him for sure.
It's my guy.
You just love Bengals players in general. A couple years ago, it was Mixon, which
that's true.
I'll give you the credit on. He's turned out good, and hopefully he's going to.
For some reason, I got the best nicknames for him, man. You got the gruesome twosome with Jamar and T. Higgins.
I don't know. You gotta workshop those nicknames in my opinion.
No, it works.
All right, but we'll move on here to Ike because I don't want to give him too much time here to, you know, to be able to pivot off of Higgins because we know that was his pick.
Thank God. I'm going with the number one wide receiver that's left that can actually be wide receiver one. It's Keenan Allen.
Very, very safe, man.
Very safe. Yep. Mm-hmm. I have to ask, not many people are okay with him being the wide receiver one on their team. Yeah, he's perfect.
Unfortunately, with what's left, I got to go with that because I don't think Deontay should be your wide receiver one in any case.
Really, really.
Unless you're in a deep league. Yeah.
I'm glad I got Stephon Diggs when I did.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of wish I went wide receiver a little bit, but.
All right.
Then after Ike goes Keenan Allen, Kyle Pitts goes Ezekiel Elliott, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. Little quarterback run going right there in the late third round. That's about right, though. George Kittle goes at the 311. LaPlante, what are you doing on this turn after you started with Mixon and started with Diggs?
Can I give it the good old Ike analysis and say I don't know? I'm just kidding. I kind of like Deontay Johnson right here, you know, as a safety for that wide receiver too. But thankfully, I have back-to-back picks here because I think I'm going to diversify again. Because here's the thing. I mean, little sneak preview. I've been putting together some projections and some rankings, and my QB2 so far is actually Justin Herbert behind Josh Allen. It's not Mahomes. Unfortunately, that hit with Tyreek Hill going to Miami just knocks him down enough for Herbert to be QB2 in my eyes. I don't know how about you, Ike, but if he would have fell to me at that spot, I would have snagged him.
Hell yeah.
Just because he was going to be my last guy there. But since, you know, I really don't want to reach into the tight end five spot right now with Darren Waller just at this spot, only because the hit with Davante Adams, I think he's still going to get his, but it's almost too many mouths to feed. And I went with it last year. I want to do something different. I think I'm going to go with the safety here and go David Montgomery.
Whoa.
Get my RB2. He's about as safe as you can get at that RB2 position. I would have loved to have Zeke there. Obviously, he didn't make it. He went at the 308. But I'm totally fine playing it safe with Montgomery. I got my ceiling in the first round with Joe Mixon. And I know I said I didn't want to, but I kind of want to go Darren Waller still.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about that one.
Well, I'm not pulling that trigger with Davante Adams there now.
That's the thing. I know. It's just I try not to let recency bias have my reins on my opinions here. That's the only issue. But because I'm looking here at wide receiver, and I just want safety guys with Montgomery. I don't want to go again into the well of safety with Deontay Johnson. I think I'm going to go and reach for a little bit of ceiling here. And I'm going to be 100% honest. I am reaching here in your guys' eyes, but he's not making it back to me. Michael, I'm going to go for the
Michael Thomas.
You wish. Same first name, though. I'm going to go with Michael Pittman.
It's going to be Michael Pittman.
Good
he's pick. Got a chance to finish as the wide receiver one this year with Matt Ryan in town. I mean, he had a good run at the end of the year last year, so I like it.
Dang.
You didn't say the wide receiver one. You said a wide receiver one, right?
A wide receiver okay. one, yes. Top 12. He has very good potential. He's one of those breakout candidates this year. He's not making it back to me. And to get him as my wide receiver two behind someone safe like Stephon Diggs, I love it. I love the balance going on here.
Cam Akers goes, Deontay Johnson goes, damn it. Antonio Gibson goes, Terry damn McLaurin, it. Double damn it. ETN goes, yeah. Dang. And we are at Ike at the 407 after he started with Eckler, Kamara, Keenan Allen. I like that. I like that start, man. Kamara's a little shaky with his suspension looming and all that stuff, but you got him as your RB2, not your RB1, so that's okay.
Ike's still tilting, it sounds like.
So you thinking about giving us your thoughts there? Or are you just...
but I don't know what one to do.
I think what's going on in Ike's head here is the computer heard his strategy and they're sniping him left
totally
and right.
Fucked me, bro.
So he's like, I'm not going to say another fucking word. Technology's not going to ruin this draft for me. I'm just going to keep it to my in my thoughts. That's
fantastic.
I have DJ Moore higher in my rankings, so I should probably go him if I need wide receiver.
Yeah,
oh, I love. Seeing
I also think Baker. I also think Baker can. He supported Jarvis can Landry to like what a wide receiver top 20. I think.
He supported Odell Beckham real well.
My question is,
that's true.
Can he raise DJ Moore's ceiling of 4 touchdowns a year?
Yes. And he can raise the target quality too. So that helps.
I do agree.
That's all I want to know.
I do agree. I'm cool with DJ Moore there too. Like, especially with you went with the super safe Keenan Allen and then go with DJ Moore. I'm cool with
that. Yeah.
And then Darren Waller goes Lamar Jackson, and it's back on me after I started with Christian McCaffrey, Mike Evans, T. Higgins. Not my prototypical team. But let's just keep rolling here. I'm going to go Jalen Waddle. That might surprise you guys a little bit.
I thought about him. But
as my wide receiver 3, and he, after what we saw him do last year, getting 1,000 yards and 100 receptions as a rookie, you know, that's outstanding. He's no, right. He's no Justin Jefferson or anything. I know the Tyreek Hill, him coming over is looming on it, but still, Waddle's almost guaranteed 120 targets still.
And you're back on the clock here if you want to tell everybody who went.
After Waddle went, Breece Hall went, J.K. Dobbins, Cortland Sutton, D.K. Metcalf, right in front of me. That would have been a nice that would have been a nice first flex. But I'm actually going to go stay on brand here and go A.J. Dillon as my RB2.
Nice.
And that, what do you guys think about that, going him over Jacobs, Eli Mitchell, CEH, Miles Sanders, Damian Harris? To be honest, he's the last guy in that tier for me that I want as my RB2.
The only one I could possibly say higher is Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I'd be okay with Jacobs being my RB2, but he's like my absolute last guy that I'm cool with.
I like A.J. Dillon this year, though. I think he's going to get a lot of the goal line opportunities.
Yep.
I
think he's going to he might see more carries than Aaron Jones. It wouldn't shock me because Aaron Jones is going to be so involved in the passing game.
I'm just a little shocked. I mean, if you were going to really – I mean, because in all eyes with sleeper ADP, this is considered a reach. I mean, kind of like my Pittman was. I mean, I had to. I know. And I'm sure you had to here because he wasn't going to come back to you.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you didn't want to go with the Joe Burrow T. Higgins stack.
Maybe he falls to me, man. Honestly, I didn't even think about quarterback there, in all honesty.
I get that. I was just looking here at everybody available. You had Josh Jacobs, Jerry Jeudy, Mari Cooper, and I know you got three wide receivers already. I'm just saying he was available. Get off me.
Well, the stupid report today, apparently, we could see Deshaun Watson back at week three.
Yeah, what's up, fair Dino? Enough.
What's up, Dino?
Good call again with Fantasy Coaches Podcast. It is a good pick with Dylan.
Thanks.
I like it. It's just in sleeper eyes, that's technically a reach. That's how I got to mention it. That's all.
Yep.
All right.
After we shit on him, the computer's going and he goes with Amari Cooper. Then Josh Jacobs goes, and we're back to Ike's got Austin Eckler, Alvin Kamara, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. Where are you going here?
Not going tight end, that's for sure, because I don't think they're worth it right there yet.
We're almost to that dead zone in tight end. Hockenson and Schultz are there. They're the last tier of tight end that I kind of want before.
It's a lot of still good wide receiver for my wide receiver three, so that's fine. I'm going to go.
Just none of the running backs get me excited there. Joe Burrow.
I mean, you're getting old. Yeah. What does get you excited anymore?
I pick Kyler. I'm going Kyler.
Why'd you have to be so loud and ruin my joke, Ike?
I heard it. I thought it was funny. Kyler, huh?
Yeah, rushing touchdowns more than Burrow.
It's a good pick.
Get more than Burrow. So let's just hope he stays healthy the whole year.
So you don't read my articles.
I have him higher ranked than Joe Burrow, so
yeah, that's fair. You're staying on brand, I guess. Oh! Then after Kyler goes, Eli Mitchell goes, Marquise Hollywood Brown, Allen Robinson, Jerry Jeudy, Mike Williams,
that one hurt.
Thank you, sleeper Jesus. Yes.
Savage.
Yes.
If anything,
right. I love that one. Oh, that one. Yes.
That's my guy right there.
Take it, LaPlante.
That is my guy right there. I mean, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 14. No, 16, 18, 22, 4, 6. He's wide receiver 28 in this draft right now.
I was going to say, can we talk about Jerry Jeudy going ahead of him? What's going on there?
Yeah, that was weird.
Amari Cooper? No chance. I ain't doing that.
I have Amari Cooper at like 30 almost.
It's stupid value for Mike Williams, this guy. It's another one of those guys, kind of like Pittman.
This team 11, man. This team 11 right here.
I know. He's got a good start. Team 11. Devontae.
It's all ceiling.
George Kittle.
It's all ceiling, guys. No floor. He's crashing and burning after week 7.
Cam Akers isn't great as his RB1, and that's totally.
Nobody's got the best three wide receivers you can think of, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know. I'm looking at Mike Williams, T. Higgins, and Jalen Waddle over here on Dylan's team. Those are pretty good.
Thanks, pal. That was nice. What are you thinking here, though, dog? Joe Burrow's still staring at you in the face.
Yeah, that's the one that really I want to, unfortunately, reach for.
I know you like Hockenson, too. Are you thinking him, or is it a little too early for Hawk still?
I'm really only a big Hockenson guy if it's a tight end premium league. This is definitely not a tight end premium mock draft. I believe we did one of those earlier. Go check it out if you want some good knowledge on that. But I think I still want to wait on Hockenson here. Like we've, iterated several times. It is a three wide receivers in this. And the guy I want to go there, but I'm going to get shit on for taking. I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to go safety here since I got some.
You were going to take Michael Thomas, weren't you?
I was thinking about it. The thought crossed my mind.
You're grinding guys, my gears, guys, man. You made guys, the tear.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Okay, we're looking at Chris Godwin, Michael Thomas, Brandon Cooks, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Adam Thielen. All right, Michael Thomas has actually finished as a wide receiver one. Chris Godwin finished as a wide receiver two.
I'd still take that one over.
Michael Thomas was like 8 years ago, asshole.
If I didn't already have the ceiling play in
Pittman, I finished as the second wide receiver.
I think I would go with Tom. There's appeal to Thomas, guys. He's still I get it. There's more mouths to feed. You got Olav and everybody, but there's still appeal to him. But I'm going Brandon Cooks.
Thank God.
Yeah, I love that pick. All he does is
get 1,000 yards, man.
Yes.
No matter who's that quarterback.
Davis General Mills last year, guys, as a rookie, and Brandon Cook is just out there winning you some weeks because someone has to catch the ball in that crap offense, and it's Brandon Cooks.
I can't remember all three names, but I was listening to the Ringer podcast with Danny Heifetz, and I believe it was him that came had the stat. There are three receivers in the past 8 years. 7 out of those 8 years have had 1,000 receiving yards.
One of them's Brandon Cooks, huh?
One of them's Brandon Cooks.
Mike Evans is the other one.
The other one's Mike Evans, and I can't remember the third one. Believe it or not, it's not, you know, Cooper Kupp. It's not Devontae Adams. It's not – I can't remember exactly. It was an anomaly one. But, yes, that is – it's pretty fucking nuts that he is one of those three. And so is Mike Evans. That's even weirder. But on to my next pick here. Man.
Got Burrow still staring at you. CEH, Miles Sanders, Damian Harris. Running backs are just absolutely gross right now.
Yeah, I don't want anything.
Absolutely disgusting.
Good thing I have two.
Mm-hmm. I know they're absolutely disgusting, but you got to go for depth.
Screw the depth, man, when Chris Godwin's there still. I know he's coming off the ACL, but you still got Darnell Mooney, who's a wide receiver. Juju Smith-Schuster, who's a wide receiver one with Patrick Mahomes. You know, Rashad Bateman, he's locked in with Lamar Jackson as their wide receiver one. There's just so much value in the wide receiver spot. I would just be scooping one up here, and I'm probably going to in my next pick unless all those guys I just named get taken.
I'm not high on Chris Godwin this year. I'm trying a new thing out where I really want to avoid as best as I can the guys coming out of, you know, training camp injured, starting besides the season Michael injured. Thomas. Well, I mean, there's positive notes for him there until I see the negativity, but whatever. And the one thing I do have, you know, a little bit of regret is J.K. Dobbins, because he's going to start off the season injured, it seems like, as well. I think I'm going to reach for the stars. And because he is not making it back to me. But come on, guys. This guy saw 140 plus targets last year. I'm stealing Darnell Mooney from you, too.
Nice pick.
Very good. I like him as a flex play. I like him as a flex play, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. It took a deep breath for that one.
Joe Burrow goes, not thrilled about that. TJ Hockenson, Chris Godwin, CEH, Miles Sanders, and we are to Ike.
Yeah.
Started with, once again, to reiterate,
this could be a quick one.
Austin Eckler, Alvin Kamara, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Kyler Murray, and he just went Dalton Schultz. Ike, what are your thoughts on Dalton Schultz?
Last tight end that's left that I actually like for the most part. That's not just going to be there again. 10
not love, just
game.
Like.
That's not Cole Kmet.
That's not Cole Kmet. That's true. Like I mean, Dallas Goedert might be fine, but with AJ Brown there, I'm assuming his targets are gonna be diminished significantly. Maybe not significantly, but a decent amount. Zach Ertz is getting old. Trey McBride's gonna be around at some point. So,
Ike, you want to hear something wild about Cole Kmet and Dallas Goedert? I came across this stat while writing an article today. Dallas Goedert saw a 12% target share in the red zone. Cole Kmet saw a 20% target share and did catch a touchdown.
Jesus Christ.
Dallas Goedert is going 60 picks ahead of Cole Kmet in ADP.
I know. People aren't high on Cole Kmet because they think the Bears' offense just sucks.
It does.
And has to target.
But someone has to catch the ball.
And he has to battle against AJ Brown for targets.
Yeah, for Dallas Goedert, yeah.
Do I go ceiling here, guys, with Rashad Bateman, or do I go Juju Smith-Schuster?
Are you at all upset that Amon-Ra St. Brown got taken before you? I know you don't give a flying fuck about Michael Thomas.
No, I'm okay missing out on Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't think he's going to be bad by any means. There's just more mouths to feed in that offense now. And he did all his work when literally everyone else was out of the lineup.
It's just statistically last year he finished with literally the greats. Everything statistically pointed towards him being a future fantasy stud. But you are right. A lot of mouths to feed in that offense.
I'm going to go Rashad Bateman.
Nice. I like that one.
I like the ceiling there. I think we talked a little bit about we think the Ravens are going to regress passing, but he's the clear-cut wide receiver one in the offense. He's not the number one pass catcher. That's Mark Andrews, but Bateman still got to be in line to see 110 targets. And then after I went Rashad Bateman, Juju goes Adam Thielen. I was actually torn between Bateman and Thielen here. Ken Walker goes Jalen Hurts, and that's what I'm talking about. He fell to me. Gabe Davis, guys. As my last flex spot, Gabe Davis, my wide receiver five. I will take that 100 times out of 100. He's getting drafted on underdog as like wide
way too high, by the way.
20-ish, yeah. And I just LaPlante, where did I just get him? That's got to be wide receiver 36.
Mike Williams was 28, so 32, 4, 6, 37.
I don't know if you're getting Gabe Davis in your home league drafts at 37, but if he's available at wide receiver 37, guys, pull that trigger.
Yeah, if he's around the sixth, seventh round, it's good value for the wide receiver two.
Totally hot, man.
I had no interest in it because I already got the wide receiver one, and he's going to command more targets anyways.
100%. And Gabe Davis could crash and burn, too. I don't want to say that he's bulletproof.
Risky.
The upside is there.
I just got to say, let's recap. You know, we're going to recap everybody's team after this, but since you finished your seventh round already, Dylan has Christian McCaffrey, Mike Evans, T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, A.J. Dillon, Rashard Bateman, and Gabriel Davis. I'm going to be the first to tell you that's a whole lot of ceiling.
I'd be stoked to have this team. It'd be a fun fantasy team to root for on Sundays, guys.
It would. It would be very explosive.
Ike, what's going on?
Give us your thoughts.
Yes, what's going on in that brain besides the monkey banging the tambourine?
I was going to say, besides the rabbit, on the turnstile.
The hamster on the wheel,
yes.
Trying to grab the cheese.
I'll take the risky pick and go Elijah Moore. I think he proved himself a little bit with Zach Wilson when he was healthy last year. I mean, shit, he even outscored your boy Gabe Davis in less games. So,
did you think Zach Wilson proved himself though?
No chance.
Hit me with a.
I was talking more in the off season.
Oh yes, in the off season, my guy, dude, he's my guy.
He sure matured a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
Give me a reminder. Did Elijah Moore have 3 touchdowns and 200 yards in a playoff game?
The only reason he's going so high now. Dude caught 3 touchdowns in a football game, and everyone thinks he's Jesus now.
And there's no Manny Sanders.
If he's so good, how come Manny Sanders at 34 was in his way?
Not every wide receiver that comes out of the draft, man, has a year of like Justin Jefferson his first year.
Gabe Davis wasn't a rookie. No,
year was his second year.
He should be fine.
Year 3 breakout.
Okay.
You heard it here last.
So does that mean Elijah Moore in year 3 is going to be insane then? Because he outscored Gabe Davis.
The problem is one though, Ike, is John Hill throwing the ball to Gabe Davis. Elijah Moore was good when Mike White was throwing in the ball.
That's true. Maybe but Elijah Moore is just also, that guy.
I don't want to shit on Elijah Johnson. Moore either. I like him. I like Elijah Moore as well.
Well, I played the game after last round because I thought about going quarterback. I thought about going Burrow. He got picked right after me. No surprise. I'll recap the picks after Ike. We got Drake London going at the 707, Dallas Goedert 708, Treylon Burks at the 709, Mr. Safety Blanket Hunter Renfrow at the 710, and Devontae Smith at the 711. I'm not gonna lie, I was looking at Devontae Smith a little bit here, just because in the seventh round at this value. Guys, he quietly had a really good rookie season last year. Like you guys were talking about, not everybody comes out of college looking like Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase right out the gate. And it's making all these rookie wide receivers, they're going to look bad coming out, because guys, Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase are generational talents. Enjoy them while they're here, but it doesn't happen every year.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Devontae Smith was exceptional last year, especially dealing with Jalen Hurts, and it was a mainly run-heavy offense. The Eagles started last year throwing the ball the most attempts out of any team in the league. They had to adjust because they didn't have the personnel to do it. Now they got A.J. Brown. They got Devontae Smith. They got Dallas Goedert. I picture this offense being a little bit more balanced and Devontae Smith increasing off of his solid rookie performance last year. But all that just so I can draft Russell Wilson, because I love this guy this year.
Nice.
Guys, he's going so late in drafts, at least for the QB. If you've watched our previous shows, he's one of my sleepers. I love this this year. I'm leaving almost every draft I can with him, if at all possible. I was a dumbass in Scott Fishbowl and didn't listen to my gut and listen to Dylan's stupid Austin Eckler advice.
As he should.
You can definitely rip me apart if I do well with Eckler. But I'm stealing possibly the QB1. Yes, I know it's unlikely Josh Allen will be dethroned, but if there's one guy that has this late at that much potential to be there, it's Russell Wilson. He's finished there before. He's been a top three quarterback several years in the league.
I'd say Tom Brady, but
without Chris Godwin and Gronk, though, it's hard Brady, to. Come on. I'm all right. Whatever. I won on it last year. I snagged Tom Brady late last year, so it helped me. I want to try something different this year. And then I'm going to go with another guy I'm leaving every single draft this year with, and that's Kareem Hunt as my RB3. Guys, he was an RB1 before the injury last year. He was an automatic flex play before the injury last year. And if Nick Chubb can stay healthy for a full season, I don't think he has done yet, Kareem Hunt is in for a major workload. So it's
quarterback run going. What a nightmare.
So since you took that running back, I'll take Rashad Penny since he's the last of the starters.
So after LaPlante went, Kareem Hunt, Cordero Patterson, Devin Singletary, Tony Pollard, Dak, Tom Brady, that hurts my soul. Rashad Penny.
My soul. It hurts so much.
If he's going to get 20 carries a game, oh, man, I'll take Penny everywhere this late.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll get 20 carries a game till he doesn't.
Until he can't appear in that game anymore.
Yes.
Get his handcuff Ken Walker if you can, guys.
Brandon Ayuk goes after Tyler Lockett.
Dylan, can I suggest a pick here? Ken Walker.
That'd be funny.
I need a running back 3.
That's why I said Ken Walker.
I'm going to go Chase Edmonds.
Playing the ceiling game. I will give you
Tony
that.
Tony Pollard went. I went Chase Edmonds. I know it's a big-time RBBC, but it. Mike McDaniels, he was the run game coordinator for Kyle Shanahan, so you know they're going to want to run the ball. I don't love Chase Edmonds by any means. It doesn't get me super excited, but, you know.
What's the thoughts now? What space are we trying to fill? What
Christian void Kirk, in our life? Christian Kirk's staring at me. At this point, I should probably just wait for Kirk Cousins because that's what I've been talking about all offseason, right? At this point at quarterback, I mean, I could go Stafford. He's a little better than Cousins fantasy wise, maybe. Right.
But I mean, my opinion here, you could probably wait on Trey Lance possibly if you have any intention of him
taking Kirk Cousins over Trey, man.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. That'd be the only guy I'd think, because you're right. Kirk Cousins, he finishes as a QB1.
You guys might think I'm stupid here picking him, but staying on brand, going Christian Kirk.
No, that's a good pick.
Wide receiver 1 in the Jaguars offense. I know it's a bad offense, but it should be better with Doug Peterson. He got a stupid big contract, so they're going to use him. The 9th round as my wide receiver 6. can't beat it. Then after Kirk went Matthew Stafford, Zach Ertz, Robert Woods. Ike went Robert Woods. Yep. Attaboy. So Ike's got...
Explain yourself.
Yeah, Ike's got, just to recap his team real quick. After nine rounds, Ike's got Eckler, Kamara, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Kyler Murray, Dalton Schultz, Elijah Moore, Rashad Penny, and Robert Woods. Mr. Trees.
Robert Woods is number one in Tennessee, man. They got to throw it to somebody, although it's going to be run first, obviously, with Derrick Henry, and run some more probably. But you could see 100, 110 targets, which I'm totally cool with as my flex option. I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm. He very well could be the number one passing target, at least on this offense. I mean, you got talks of Austin Hooper.
Yeah, I was going to say Austin Hooper actually has been looking good in camp and all that.
He's another sleeper, you know, you're hearing rumblings about with tight ends. I don't know. I think this is a run first offense, guys. You know what Robert Woods does really good?
Block.
He run blocks.
Hell yeah.
And he's willing to do it.
So he's going to be on the field all the time.
I mean, they drafted Treylon Burks in the first round. I feel like they should have a plan for him, considering they essentially swapped him out with A.J. Brown. Robert Woods is not A.J. Brown. But, yes, very likely he has a chance to get 100-plus targets in the ninth round. That's not a bad snack.
Guys, I'm officially tilting here since I don't have a quarterback yet, and teams are starting to draft backups. So I'm getting a little sketched out here.
Welcome to me and Scott Fishbowl, my dude.
Nightmare.
That's super funny. I'm glad I drafted mine when I did, Russell Wilson, because Trey Lance, my other guy, who's a late quarterback that I'm high on this year, just as a kind of a late round guy that could finish as a top five QB, got picked right before me. Before him, someone I really wanted to fall to me, Mr. Alan Lazard.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Lizard.
That one hurts. All right. But I'm going to go dip into the wide receiver well again. All right. I got a couple staring me in the face here, and I got one that I just cannot let pass me by. And his name is Russell Gage. With Chris Godwin out for the first 6 weeks, Gronk Maybe. Out until the – no, Chris Godwin's out for the first 6 weeks, man.
You don't know that for sure.
I mean, show me the article where it says otherwise, and I'll believe you. Because who's the one? Who's the one who posts all the articles in Fantasy Six Pack?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure Joe beat you today on one of the.
One out of how many?
You ain't first, you're last, man.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'll give you that. So forth and so be it. Show me it, Ike, and I'll believe you. Until then, Chris Godwin's out for at least 6 weeks. Possibly more, because if they're smart, they're going to make a deep playoff run. Why would you bring him back early? He got injured late last year. Now, oh, man. Running back sucks.
While you're thinking, I'll just recap your team. Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, David Montgomery as his RB2, Michael Pittman Jr., Brandon Cooks, Darnell Mooney, Russell Wilson, Kareem Hunt, and Russell Gage. Where are you going here, LaPlante?
Man, my team. I'm between right now Ramondre Stevenson and Christian Watson. I couldn't get Alan Lazard as my wide receiver one from the Packers. So Christian Watson kind of shows me a little there, but I am scared because it is a rookie. And then Ramondre Stevenson, the news of James White not looking too good out of training camp.
He's going to get cut, man.
It's definitely an uptick for Ramondre
Stevenson. I didn't even think White was a factor.
Yeah,
Stevenson's second in the offense anyways.
And wide receivers are so damn deep. I'm just going to play the position scarcity game here, and I'm going to load up on my RBs. You guys know I like my RBs. I'm going to get Ramondre.
I don't hate it. Don't hate it at all. Then we got Claypool, Sky Moore, Michael Gallup, James Cook, Derek Carr.
Should I take Kirk Cousins as my second quarterback, man?
He did snipe you.
Do it. You lose a finger. You lose your clicking finger.
Oh, no.
Full disclosure, guys, never draft just to snipe your opponent.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't work out well.
And don't draft a backup quarterback when there's still six rounds left.
But if you're petty like me, it's a good idea.
Petty over penny.
Which I totally forgot to do that, by the way.
You idiot.
Yeah. Ah, fuck. I guess I'll go with Michael Carter. I don't love that. I didn't love that. So I got nothing for you guys.
I knew you would fail. I knew it.
He at least is going to get some work, maybe. Who I really wanted there was who got picked before? James Cook. That's who I wanted.
Team 5 or 4, don't do it. Don't you do it.
Come on, damn.
Yeah. It's Cole Kmet. It's always Cole Kmet. That's hashtag analysis.
Well, I was just about to say the same exact thing.
Go check out my undervalued article that's dropping tomorrow. You can read all about Cole Kmet. Then after I went Kmet, Isaiah Spiller, James Robinson, MVS, Damian Pierce, and Kirk Cousins is the best available quarterback according to Sleeper and in my rankings.
I was going to say, hold your horses. You didn't want to maybe reach for the stars with your other boy Tua sitting right there?
And I could have had the Tua Waddle stack, too.
Yeah. You're not thinking about your stacks tonight, Dylan. Where are you? Where's your head?
Okay, man.
He's sleeping.
No, Kirk's a better player, I think.
That's fair.
Then after Kirky, Alexander Madison goes, Ronald Jones, and it's back on Ike.
What should
All right, Ike, let's get another hashtag analysis from you.
I don't know where to go here, guys.
You know, Tyler Boyd staring smack dab.
I don't want Tyler Boyd. Don't be silly.
You don't even want a piece of that offense, huh?
Not anymore.
Kenneth Galladay.
No, please stop. I think the best available one right now.
It's a shame you went tight end. You could have got your boy Albert. Albert O.
Alberto Coya Bugnum.
It's not how you pronounce it, but good try.
I'm going to do my stack, even though it's not great, but I'll do Rondell Moore.
That's all right.
That's a good stack. It's just it's going to be confusing when you don't know who to put in between
DJ Moore or Rondell
Moore. Yeah,
and Elijah Moore.
Yeah, you got a lot of Moores. It's Team Moore.
Team Moore. We need Team Moore.
I'm not even going to sit here and let you try to spin it. You know, you tried it that way. You did not try it that way, buddy.
It just happened.
Man, that just brought back memories. Our first rookie draft with the Dynasty Six-Pack League, I took Rondell Moore over Elijah Moore and kind of giving me nightmares. And now Rondell Moore is on your team, Michael Plant.
I know. And he's very cheap, and he's going to do something, I hope. There's hope there, guys.
There's hope.
We get six games without DeAndre Hopkins for him to, you know, get some chemistry built with Kyler. I mean, build it off of whatever was built last year because it was very minimum. Yeah. But, guys, Rondell Moore had freakish metrics coming out of college. I get it. Guy's short as hell. But how long was Tavon Austin relevant in this league?
He's not much taller than Dylan. Yeah.
Rondell Moore's a gadget guy. He's a poor man's Velus Jones. I winked at you guys.
A poor man.
That was a joke.
I know. I was just trying to think of how it was.
Velus Jones to the moon.
Velus Jones to the moon. After Rondell Moore went, Jameson Williams, Tua Tagovailoa, Tyler Boyd, Hunter Henry, Albert Akunabuyukum, and it is now at Micah Plant. I feel bad for butchering his name.
I'm pretty sure it's Akoi Wegbunum.
No, it's you're close, Ike, but that's not it. I just can't remember the exact pronunciation. We had somebody on the podcast with Joe who knew how to pronounce it precise. Man, I kind of want – this is kind of that part in the draft where it's I'm kind of looking at tight ends.
Important part of the draft, doggy. And you don't have one yet. I just noticed you don't have one.
Hashtag analysis. It's not tight end premium.
It got to be Irv Smith, right?
That's what I was looking at right here. I mean, I liked David Njoku's potential when you have Evan Ingram, possibly guys. Playing.
It's got to be. The true number one option in Jacksonville.
It's not a fishbowl team. He made the roster.
The other one that really kind of, you know, is staring me in the face, but it may be a little biased, but again, we've seen him do it before, is Robert Tonyan. If he's efficient,
I'd rather
they're down Davante Adams. I mean, you got to think about it. Aaron Rodgers only throws the players he trusts. All right. Name the guys on that team that he can throw to that he trusts right now.
Alan Lazard. Aaron Jones.
Randall Cobb.
Aaron Jones only.
Okay. Yeah.
We just gave you three, you asshole.
How about that one game where Rams got 15 targets?
I was just going to say. And then what does Aaron Rodgers do? Throws it to the only guy he actually trusts.
Yes.
And that's probably going to be Robert Tonyan or Aaron Jones this year.
Bob?
They haven't played in a while, though, together, right? Robert Tonyan and Aaron Rodgers. It's been like a year.
Towards ACL, I want to say week six.
Okay.
Yeah, I like.
It's going to be interesting. That whole Green Bay offense is going to be interesting. Who knows?
It is.
Sound scored machine, man.
But I'm going Irv Smith.
Good idea.
I like the potential.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say he's got more potential at yards. Tonyan's going to get you the touchdowns, if anything. Hopefully this offense turns around a little bit better with Minnesota to where they score more. Maybe Irv Smith, you know, reaps the benefits there. But I will take it. If you're not drafting a top tight end, guys, wait. I kind of was hoping Cole Kmet would fall to me, but that was a little silly with Dylan.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't want to get him in the 10th round. I mean, at least not the early 10th, like 10-01. I didn't want him there.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we got four RBs here. I love that for the depth. So we're going to dip into the wide receiver well again. And, I didn't even see you there, but I think I'm going to go with you. All right. So obviously we're very late in the draft. It's going to be hard to find a stack with Russell Wilson here, but
Tim, our accountant, Patrick.
Yes. Nice. Tim, our accountant, Patrick. If anything, Jerry Jeudy, he can't stay healthy. I mean, he's got to prove it, but if he does stay healthy, he's a stud. If he doesn't, Tim Patrick, we know he slotted in there before, he can do it again. And he's got a better quarterback. All right. I'm actually happy about that pick. I'm glad I saw him.
He's the other outside receiver starting opposite.
It was him or Jarvis Landry, though. That's why it was between him or Landry.
Landry goes right after Patrick, Darrell Williams, Nyheim Hines, Tyler Allgeier, Kenny Galladay, team 7. Come on.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Look at there was Kenny Galladay, Jameson Williams, Chris Olave, and Drake London on that roster. Ugh.
I don't mind that, but I'm gonna go back to wide receiver and take Mecole Hardman.
That team's pretty poo.
Yep, Davis, I agree. Jeudy and best ball. So
I hope Mecole Hardman can actually prove himself this year. Not that it's open.
Isn't the saying fourth time's the charm?
No, but hopefully it is now.
That means no. It's probably not going to work out very well for Mecole Hardman, Ike.
You never know, man. You never know.
All right. Dylan is up, and then we had Rashard White going after Mecole Hardman, then Jahan Dotson. And now Dylan is up after his marvelous Kirk Cousins pick.
Go Jacoby Myers here. Jacoby, I'm not going to score any touchdown Myers. Full point PPR, that was the difference maker between him and Devontae Parker there with it being full point PPR, but that's... I didn't love that pick. That's not getting me going. But
yeah. You know,
I like Parker more.
Getting a QB2 wasn't getting you going?
No. Jacoby Myers, if you're at a pinch and you need to start somebody in your flex, it could definitely be worse than Jacoby Myers.
You're not afraid of that offense only passing the ball 5 times again?
I'm afraid of that offense being run not by Matt Patricia. And
bingo. I think we were better off without an offensive coordinator.
Just have Mac be the offensive coordinator. It's super silly.
That'd probably turn out bad.
That's even a thing. Yeah, totally. Deshaun Scumbag Watson goes right after Myers. Justin Fields. DJ Chark, no offense.
He's probably getting another quarterback, huh?
I should probably get a running back since I only have three of them.
Jesus.
That's why I got Ramondre when I did.
I'm going to lean on the full point PPR again and go JD McKissick.
You're not afraid of Brian Robinson at all?
Yeah, but
goal line guy.
Totally different roles. Yeah. Yeah. McKissick's probably guaranteed at least five targets a game in this offense. You know, if he goes 5 for 50 this late, especially in the draft,
if they're down,
you have to plug him in your flex for 1 week, bye weeks, whatever. It doesn't suck.
He's also another guy that really doesn't stay healthy too long, but not many running backs do.
No. Then we got Marlon Mack, who is the RB1 in Houston. I was thinking about him a little bit, but he just doesn't wet my whiffle either.
Whiffle.
I think I would have went Marlon Mack over McKissick. God.
Can't believe you said that. All right, I'll go Jalen Tolbert because he's the number two in Dallas, and that's the best thing we got that's left. I guess Van Jefferson's not bad. I could have gone him, but I like Jalen Tolbert more.
All right. Dylan, you want to say who went after Tolbert?
No, I can't. I'm like,
all right. Why don't you go wet your whiffle? after Tolbert was Devontae Parker. Then we had Khalil Herbert. Damn QB2s with Matt Ryan and Trevor Lawrence afterwards. Guys, don't draft your QB2s. If you're in a one QB league, you don't need them. You can go get somebody on the waiver wire. And then you got Kenneth Gainwell right before my pick.
Yeah, which... stop drafting Matt Ryan right now.
Let the computer do what they want, man. That's their
team. Leaving us some value. They're leaving us some value here, I guess. I'm not going to lie. I don't feel safe with my tight ends, and I kind of want to go a second tight end. But that's yuck. You know what?
What do you mean? Evan Ingram's still there, man.
No, we're going to.
I don't want to say it because I want him to fall to me.
Are you talking about tight end?
No, running back.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody else. Well, I was gonna go running back because, like I said, positional scarcity and all. Darrell Williams, James Conner. The likelihood of him playing 12 to 14 games, it's not very good. So you're going to get Darrell Williams to come in. We saw him last year with the Chiefs. He could catch the ball, guys. He never got utilized that way, but they utilized the running backs in the passing game in Arizona. He's a solid backup, great handcuff. And then I'm not going to go tight end here. I'm going to go – I just have to make sure, double check here. Yep, I never did. I'm going to go reach here for some ceiling. And we're going to get possibly the number one receiver here for Aaron Rodgers for a couple weeks and Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, that's Sam, hell yeah.
First 2 weeks.
Just first for the first weeks. First fuck couple it. Weeks.
Damn it. There went weeks, my guy.
Fuck it.
Gus Edwards?
No, Tyrion Davis Price.
Oh,
interesting.
Why do you want him?
Maybe he ends up being the guy in San Francisco backfield. Maybe.
Do you not read the reports I put in our Slack channel?
I do. I saw that it was Jeff Wilson for now. That's fine. But week 15 could be a different story in your championships.
Agreed. That's fair.
You think he'll be on your roster that long?
No, you're going to have to pick him up off of waivers. But after TDP went, you got Gus Edwards, Van Jefferson, David Njoku, KJ Osborne by Ike, good pick, pal. Jameis Winston, Tyler Higbee.
That is a good pick. KJ Osborne is underrated.
Man, that sucks that he got picked.
I thought you were going to do Christian McCaffrey's handcuff,
dude. I just did.
Okay.
Right as you were saying that, I saw him scroll up on my thing. I'm like, very, very, very good idea. David Bell after Foreman. Bob Tonyan goes. Gary Everett goes.
Gary?
Gary
Gerald Everett.
Gerald
Everett.
Jerry Everett.
He just looks like a Gary, I guess.
He does.
Gary. Do Do I go backup tight end here in case Cole Kmet misses? I think so.
Don't be a piece of shit.
I already know who he's taking, unfortunately.
Damn it. I don't think you do. Torn between Evan Engram and Austin Hooper here.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured.
I'm going to go Evan Engram. Fucker.
Reach dart for the stars.
Yeah, dart throw, right? Dart throw.
Right? I back up tight end. Mike, I'm going to get a piece of the Cincinnati offense, I guess.
Yeah, my dog.
Only because I already had a Tennessee wide receiver. I would have took Austin Hooper if I didn't.
That's funny.
Robert Woods.
Jamal Williams after Hayden Hurst. Then you got Curtis Samuel. And I'm just sitting here. Oh, so is there any concern here? Because I just saw Chuba Hubbard go off the board here. Is there any concern that he may be the handcuff over Deontay Foreman?
I don't think he's any
He probably
good.
Shouldn't. He averaged 3 points. And I used to love Chuba Hubbard. He averaged like 3.5 yards a carry. Compared to Deontay.
Yeah, this,
like
this question was definitely directed towards you, Ike.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Not sure he's good at football.
All right. And I'm definitely going to take my dart throw right here. We talked about him a little bit earlier, and I punted the tight end so, so bad this mock draft, which is fine with me.
Taysom Hill?
No, sir. Mr. Austin Hooper himself.
There you go.
Nice. All right, guys. That's take a look at the product. Take a look at the draft board. Let's go over.
Can you make it bigger?
I mean, I could zoom in. Look at that.
Who is your guys' favorite team besides yourselves?
Here's the thing. I can't. Oh, this sucks. I can't zoom in that far, guys. Sorry. It's got to be zoomed into this. I mean, are we just picking our three or out of
no, you can pick the computer. That team 11's got a pretty good
Did you see that team one started off with four running backs?
Yeah, I did.
And they still got Aaron.
Is there a computer team that does not have a second quarterback? But no, I'm not picking a computer team.
I really like team 11, to be honest with you. Never mind. Their RB2's Cordarrelle Patterson.
Ugh. I'm a little biased here, but I love my team.
You said other than your team.
I know. Or I'm a little biased here. I mean, then I'm picking between your two teams here.
Bro, I don't know, man. Team 10's not bad.
Team 9's pretty good too, looking at it. But yeah, team 10's pretty good, Ike.
Team 8's got good wide receivers.
Najee, DeAndre Swift, and Herbert. Deontay Johnson.
Team 8's pretty solid too.
So are you Jamar, just picking Terry, the teams Marquise. That sniped you guys?
Pretty much. Team Hashtag 7 analysis. Is a rough one.
I like your team, LaPlante. I think you waited too long on tight end.
But I mean, right who? Where do you think I should have went for tight end then?
Irv Smith, Cole Kmet.
So basically the round before.
Yeah, or Gesicki.
Or Zach Ertz.
Yeah, because see, I was on the back end of that.
Nah,
that
but see, you got Gates pick. There, which is good. So instead,
I know Stevenson, I got great value for wide receivers and running backs. I think here,
And I really like my team.
I don't love your RB too, just because I have a personal vendetta with
Montgomery. But you love Kareem Hunt, who could possibly be my
RB
too.
I do like Kareem Hunt. Yeah, that's true.
I'm biased, but I do love my team.
I like Ike's team as well. It's just the Kamara pick's a little shaky.
Yeah.
We'll just recap our three teams here because I'm not sure if everybody can see it here. But Dylan ended up finishing off with Christian McCaffrey, Mike Evans, T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, A.J. Dillon, Rashad Bateman, Gabriel Davis, Chase Edmonds, Christian Kirk, which is good value right there, Cole Kmet, Kirk Cousins, Jacoby Myers, J.D. McKissick, I questioned that one a little bit. I would have gone Mac. Deontay Foreman and Evan Engram.
I definitely like my wide receivers. You're probably not going to find a better six wide receivers than that. But this team's the problem is the running back depth. Chase Edmonds as my RB3 isn't great, especially with McCaffrey being injury prone. I was just going to say,
your biggest weakness is running back depth when your first round pick was Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I can't stay off those receivers, man, that early. There's just so much value with all them guys right there.
That's why your drafts, you should get your running back at least in the first round.
But
first two.
I don't know if I want to go running back though, guys. I know.
You don't have to. I didn't even do it.
But at least one in that first two rounds.
I really like the one receiver. You got it, or the one running back. You got to get one.
At least one in the first two rounds.
Because if your running back one is like Dave Montgomery, that probably would not be great.
Or like Team 11 waited until round four and got Cam Akers.
Yeah,
Team nine waited until round four and got Antonio Gibson.
Here's my question. I want to play a little game for you.
Yeah, with that's
you. Great. Because I think I know my tolerance, but I want to know, what's your cutoff here? Would you take Saquon Barkley this year as your RB1?
Yes.
Yeah.
My cutoff is probably...
How about Javonte Williams?
No. Barkley is probably my cutoff as my RB1.
Okay.
But so Chubb is ranked behind.
That leads me to my next guy. How about Ezekiel Elliott? Are you safe with him being your RB1?
I think I would be all right with Zeke.
Who's going later?
I know.
Than Javonte Williams and Barkley.
Yeah.
Isn't Chubb somewhere in that range too? After Barkley?
Chubb went before Barkley in this
one. Oh, okay.
2-5. Barkley went 3-1.
I'm cool with Aaron Jones as my RB1 too. But let's go through our other your guys.
My cutoff here is Zeke. I'd be good with him as my RB1, but after that I'm not. Mm-hmm. But Ike's team here started off with Austin Eckler, went with Alvin Kamara, Keenan Allen. Oh, I didn't even realize that. You took two Charger pieces early.
Yeah, I realized that too just now.
DJ Moore. Right.
The best offense to do it in.
What Kyler Murray. Yeah.
Dalton Schultz, Elijah Moore, Rashard Penny, Robert Woods, Michael Carter, Rondell Moore, Mecole Hardman, Jalen Tolbert, KJ Osborne, and Hayden Hurst.
Cool. I actually like KJ as one of my most. I like that one a lot.
Really, I was going to say, who's your most value pick, and who's your most regrettable pick?
KJ is probably the most value, and regrettable is easily probably. I probably shouldn't have taken Dalton Schultz there.
Dalton Schultz. All right, Dylan, we didn't ask you that. What's yours?
Regrettable.
Regrettable and most valuable in your eyes.
Most valuable is the best value is probably Christian Kirk, I think.
Yep. Or no, and Gabe Davis. Why are you saying 38?
You're right.
And your most regrettable pick.
Can I say McCaffrey?
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I mean,
even though
you honestly could, because what you could have done here is you could have followed, you know, your profile. With your gut and went Eckler.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm going to say T. Higgins should be your most regrettable because it should have been me who drafted him.
Suck it, Ike. Also, I don't love Chase Edmonds as my RB3. That's not great. Probably should have, in retrospect, maybe should have went Mel Gordon.
Yeah. Or running back where you did instead of
Bateman. Thankfully, you got your handcuff with McCaffrey at least. Now, granted, a handcuff for McCaffrey is not Christian McCaffrey, so it's not going to win you any leagues.
Yeah.
But
he'll get you decent points. He was an RB1 and 2 when he in his like last 8 games or something like that.
Sure.
All right, and then...
So let's finish up with your team.
I was just going to say, let's finish up with me. I went Mixon in the first round, then went Stephon Diggs, David Montgomery in the third, Michael Pittman in the fourth, Brandon Cooks in the fifth, Darnell Mooney in the sixth, Russell Wilson in the seventh, Kareem Hunt in the eighth, Russell Gage in the ninth, Steele, Ramondre Stevenson in the 10th, Irv Smith in the 11th, Tim Patrick in the 12th, Darrell Williams in the 13th, Sammy Watkins in the 14th round, and then Austin Hooper to finish it out. My most regrettable pick here, guys, is definitely
David Montgomery.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean,
who are you going to get after him anyways?
Zeke.
It was
James James Conner.
No, you're reading it the wrong way.
Damn it.
It went left. There would have
been Cam Akers, Etienne.
I would have had to go Cam Akers, Deontay Johnson. See, that's like, I'm trying to like.
That's tough.
If you had any balls, you would have went Etienne.
Yeah.
that would have been my most regrettable pick. I think my most regrettable pick is not necessarily a specific pick, but waiting on tight end too long, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Sure.
I think my most value out of this, because I'm not going to lie to you guys, you know, soft brag here, there's a lot of value on this team. It's probably real humble brag. It's probably Russell Gage, in my opinion. Yeah. Getting him in the ninth round, you're going to get the number two target for Tom Brady in a pass-friendly offense. What is he, my wide receiver five?
I like it.
Love it. Other than that, you guys got any more comments, maybe concerns on this mock draft?
Don't start your draft off with four running backs like Team One did.
And don't draft the backup quarterback in round nine is what I'm looking at.
Bingo.
Especially if you're in a one quarterback league.
Yes. Yes. But I'm gonna go ahead and close this out. Please like and subscribe the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel. And please go check out those memberships on the fantasy6pack.net.
You get to have a fun time with us. We give you some sneak peeks into some fun data that I know Keith digs a lot. Getting into it, but yes, there's a lot of information, valuable information we offer.
Yep. And then next week we are doing a rankings battle episode between those two goofballs up top there, and I'm gonna kind of be the median, so that I think that'll be mediator, not the median, but I think I think it'll be a pretty fun episode listening to these two goofballs yell at each other
until me and Ike don't collaborate at all. And our rankings are pretty similar. And it's like, man, what was the point of this show? Dylan's going to be over here. What the fuck? I was hoping there'd be more controversy.
But you can follow the plan at @BLike_Mike2Eyes on Twitter. Ike, you can follow at @Ike2121. And then you can follow me on Twitter at @DClemens2222. But, for Michael Platt, Ike Body, and Dylan Clemens, we will talk to you guys next week.
Have a good one.
See ya.